So, Stephen, thought we would have a friendly debate. What do you think is the best sport in the world?
The best sport in the world is unquestionably what is known in America as soccer, what is known in my country as football.
Yeah, we'll call it football. I think football is good. It is
Okay.
a good sport, but I'm sorry, it's just not as good as baseball.
Really? I'm quite surprised to hear you say that because you did mention, I believe the question was the best sport in the world.
Yes.
Yeah, whereas baseball isn't anywhere nearly as widely appreciated worldwide as football is.
Ah, that's true. That is true. I mean, I will give you that. But a lot of countries do play baseball. It's
They do,
popular in
yeah.
Asia
They do
and
indeed, yeah.
in Central America and in North America.
Yeah.
And it's a young sport. You just got to give it time. We need more time to come around.
Yeah, I mean, I don't particularly have anything against kids playing baseball. I think getting kids out playing any sport is very healthy and is very good thing to happen. But I've got to say, I mean, for young kids, particularly in developing countries where they perhaps need a lot more equipment to play baseball, I think soccer is much more accessible than baseball in terms of they only need a ball, a field, a street even before they can get started.
Well, it's kind of true. I mean, but in baseball, you just need a stick and a rock. You're
Yeah,
good to
you could do it
go.
like that, yeah.
I mean, okay, one thing I think that how baseball is better than football is that in baseball, it's more democratic in that everybody has to bat. You can't have a prima donna star. I mean, you can't have stars, but everyone's got to swing the bat. And, in soccer, if you're a fullback, if I'm using that correctly, if you play back by the goal, you're kind of just lagging back there. You're not gonna score or anything.
Yeah, that's very, very true. And I think, you think you're very right in saying that baseball is indeed a democratic sport. But I think soccer gives each individual player to play to his own strengths and his own physical capabilities. So, for example, you have people who are naturally strong presence, who are more suited well to playing in defense, whereas your speedier players and your slightly more cunning players probably lends itself better to being a striker. So it really allows people to specialize. And the crowd really get behind that. The crowd really appreciate a good, strong defender and a nifty striker who gets in there and poaches a lot of goals for his team.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, actually, those are some good points. But in baseball, you have to utilize more skills. I mean, you have to be skilled at catching the ball,
Yes,
throwing the
yeah.
ball, hitting the ball,
Yeah.
running the bases.
Yeah.
In football, you just got to run and kick.
Yeah. But I mean, to be honest with baseball, that's it's not really doing anything that cricket never did, for example. All of those skills were, employed in a sport that was invented way much longer ago than baseball ever was. Yeah.
That is true. You got me on that one. So anyway, well, I like football, but I have to stick with baseball.
That's fine. I think we can agree to disagree.